download the full course, visit advancedenglish.net.
Listening 5. Is homosexuality unnatural? Our class today is about the controversial question, is homosexuality unnatural? But first, I'd like to answer a question you may have. Am I, Rockaby Lynch, a homosexual? To which I will give you a simple answer. No. I did, however, once kiss a man, which I can tell you was the worst kiss I've ever had. Rather like kissing a large bearded woman, but that's another story. Anyway, is homosexuality unnatural? A fascinating question that can be rephrased in the following way. Is homosexuality solely a human phenomenon, or is it in fact part of the natural world? Are animals gay? Well, my friends, guess what? Animals are gay. Very gay. Extremely gay. In fact, totally gay. A 1999 study, which collected together all available research on the topic, reported observations of homosexual behavior in over 1,500 species, ranging from sheep to worms. In fact, more recent studies aren't so much about which animals exhibit homosexual behavior, it's more about trying to find an animal that doesn't. It seems to be universal. For example, scientists have discovered that 8% of sheep prefer to mate with the same sex and simply will not mate with females. In other words, it's not just that they exhibit gay behavior, they're full on gay. They don't like girls. And what about the black swan? Approximately 25% of all pairings of black swans are homosexual. And interestingly, they're not just happy with each other's company. They're into raising kids together. But they do it in a very cruel way. The two gay swans form a threesome with a female, but once she lays the eggs, they drive her from the nest. What brutes! Penguins are also notoriously homosexual. There was a famous case in a German zoo where they imported a female to try and encourage mating. But the two gay penguins simply refused to break their bond and have sex. And then there's dolphins, the only animal on the planet who engages in nasal sex. Yes, nasal sex. You see, of course. The problem for any homosexual species is the absence of female genitalia. The Amazon River dolphin uses his gay lover's blowhole, the dolphin equivalent of nostrils. Homosexuality in nature even extends to the insect world. There's a species of dragonfly which causes a specific damage to the female's head while they have sex. And guess what? They find the same damage on a certain percentage of males, meaning it must have been the result of gay sex. So, it's a gay world, my friends. But just because it exists in the natural world, does that mean it's natural? Well, personally, I'll go with the U.S. Supreme Court. 14 U.S. states used to have anti-sodomy laws based on the fact that homosexuality was a peccatum contra naturam, a sin against nature. In the case Lawrence versus Texas, however, evidence of homosexual behavior in animals was used to prove it was natural, and the Supreme Court accepted the evidence. It's time now that those last remaining countries where there is discrimination, especially in Africa and the Middle East, accept this evidence too, because the facts are clear. Now it's time for you to do your writing task and give your opinion on today's class. Visit our website, advancedenglish.net, or our Facebook page, Advanced English Vocatic, and write your thoughts on anything you've heard today: animal sexuality, human sexuality, or a specific question. Should gay couples be allowed to adopt children, for example? Goodbye. I didn't really kiss a guy. Goodbye.